And the ushers came through and said, okay, over and over, they repeated, if you have bottled water that is not Dasani, that's anything other than Dasani water, you have to rip off the plastic label from your bottle to be allowed in. No water bottles with any branding outs other than Dasani. Atlanta's the home of Coca-Cola, which owns Dasani, of course. Yeah. That's the extent to which they're, because they don't want social pictures. They don't want
to say it has to deal with third-party photography or things.
Yeah, it's got to deal with everybody posting and whatever else. Yeah. They're that tight and protective about the brands.
All right, we're back, Rob. Episode 170.
170.
170. We're back and we're talking World Cup again because that's all anybody's ever talking about.
Listen,
that's all
we're talking about now. It is, you know.
It's bigger than the Olympics. It is. It's just bigger than the Olympics. Or do we feel that way because it's here in the States?
No, I mean that adds to it, certainly. Yeah. But I think what adds to it is, dare I say, these troubled times we're in. Right.
Yeah.
These times of division and I'll call it chaos.
Yeah.
I'll call it war.
Yeah.
It has been the great unifier, and it has been really refreshing. And I think the world just needs it. I think we need a good positive, like, hey, we're all on the globe together. Let's all come together.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I agree with that. It's been interesting. I mean, it's in everybody's social feed, whether you want it to be or not, in terms of funny little anecdotal Norwegians rowing on certain things, or Germany's taking the trip through the South, or, you know, the wonder of how large America is, the heat, the airport, all the different things, right? Through the world's eyes. It's been interesting. I think what also is interesting is almost, it's like, does anyone even realize that Canada is a host country too? Like,
no.
It's almost like Canadians don't even know that it's like, because there are games in Mexico and we hear about the Mexican. It's like, oh yeah, by the way, there was a game in Canada at like 11 o'clock at night last night. Like no,
yeah,
one
are they like, in?
So
are they
weird.
In Vancouver?
Yeah, they're yeah. Well, I think they're playing in Montreal, Toronto, and Vancouver.
And Vancouver, all three cities. Three, yeah.
But it seems like they're the lost host nation. Like no one pays attention to that. Like it's bizarre, you know. So
and Canada's actually playing pretty well.
I mean, there was that brutal injury again. Did you watch the video? Did you see where the guy broke the
broken leg? Yeah, that was that was
straight red card. That was not good, man.
That was
ugly too. His leg was like, ugh, like flopping. Like it was that guy's gonna be out for a year. It sucks.
Yeah, you hate to see it. Well, I think also too with this World Cup, like it's been a really good World Cup so far.
Yeah, haven't been clunker games. You
not
know?
Really.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, England's
all been pretty good.
So. England's game yesterday was a clunker, but
yeah, but you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. I mean, they had multiple opportunities over and over and over and over again, and they just couldn't put the biscuit in the basket.
They couldn't do it. Yeah. Well, and so you've had great matches, and on top of that, you know, the stars have shown.
Dude, the stars are performing. Everybody's scoring.
Everybody is scoring. I mean, and as much as I, you know, in the great Messi-Ronaldo debate, which is not much of a debate anymore.
Not anymore. It's Messi all the way.
Eyes. It's Messi all the way, of course. Yeah. But, you know, with that in mind, I was kind of bummed to see Ronaldo
score.
Put in the brace the other day.
He could have had a hat trick. I didn't realize this is World Cup number 6 for him, though. He still has Messi on, you know, I mean, Messi would have to come back in at, what, 42 and score a goal to then tie that record with Ronaldo in terms of scoring in 6 straight World Cups, which is insane.
And that, I mean, that longevity is a record that will not, I mean, that'll stand for.
I mean, but also look at Ronaldo. He looks like he drinks baby's blood. I mean, he looks absolutely perfect. He's like a vampire. I mean, he looks just as handsome. Like, he doesn't look like he's aged at all.
No.
Like, you look at Messi and you go, hey, he still is. He's only 38 years old, you know, but he's got a beard now. He doesn't look like what he looked like in previous World Cups, right? He looks like a 38-year-old, but he's incredibly fit, incredibly intelligent from a playing perspective. He's obviously in incredible shape, you know, but he looks like he's played in a few World Cups. Ronaldo just looks like he did 15 years ago. The veneers
and the Botox. I mean, he's obviously much more vain than.
It's insane.
And he has the world's largest Adam's apple, too.
Oh, dude, when he leans back, funny. I mean,
you're like, whoa, that's a grape. That's an Adam's grapefruit.
That thing is ridiculous. So, we're talking about World Cup. It is, you know, and we will be for probably the next, you know, month or so, right? But I think one of the things as it relates to us and our podcast that I thought we could bring up was kind of World Cup advertising, you know, and sort of how it relates, right? And we had joked in a previous podcast, I think, about like just how strict FIFA is and rules and regulations and who's an official FIFA partner, who's not an official FIFA, like what they can do, things like that, right? And here, you know, we build these giant billion-dollar stadiums, and part of the way to fund those things is sponsorships, and every single stadium everywhere in America, even if it's a single-A baseball affiliate, has some type of sponsorship with it, right? And we all laughed when FIFA was like, hey, you know, these stadium sponsors are not official FIFA partners. You have to cover up the logos at these giant, you know, the Dallas Cowboys stadium, right? This big billion-dollar state. Like, you got to cover up the logos, right? And then they're not allowed to refer to them on the broadcast as what they are. Like, obviously, we have Mercedes-Benz Stadium, you know, in Atlanta, and they have to cover up the logos. And then it's just called Atlanta Stadium, you know, or... you know, I think Arrowhead at Kansas City, all these famous, you know, because we're so used to, you know, NFL football things, right? All these things have these bizarre generic names now. Boston Stadium, San Francisco Stadium, like all these things, right? Well, I saw this really funny thing, and it's kind of caught fire a little bit, I think, and I'm sure you've seen it as well, with Levi's out west, right? Out in Santa Clara, right? It's Levi's Stadium. It's where the 49ers play. And file this under the, like, you couldn't buy this amount of media is kind of how I feel about it. Sure. I don't know, you know, they have, you know, industrial designed their logo into the stadium, as a lot of these have, these big three-dimensional, you know, and Levi's, the Jeans Corporation, they have that very, you know, specific kind of bat wing logo, that red
iconic shape.
Right. And it's like, okay, so they just shrunk wrap that logo with this, like, white, it's kind of like what you winterize your boat with, you know, like you heat seal and shrink the white like plexi
mylar matches, it retains the shape perfectly.
So it's perfectly preserved, the bat wing, but on the stadium it just says stadium next to it because it's Levi's Stadium, so it's this white thing, right? Well, Levi's, in their brilliance, right, I mean, they changed their social profile to this. You can go on Instagram, you know, they've done so many things with this in terms of, like, you know, we can't say who we are. We're almost like censored in its own way, right? And kind of like how Wendy's has a great social team and Arby's has a great social team, and they get together and they gang up on McDonald's and things like that, right? So Levi's did that whole thing, totally caught fire. And so Gillette in Boston did the same thing, right? Except they covered it in like a giant three-dimensional, it looked like shaving foam, like, or shaving cream, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then the two of them have been going back and forth in regards to, like, oh, I see FIFA got you too, Gillette. You know, like, and they're having this hilarious discourse, right? And then Gillette changed all their logos to be just literally like a thing of foam, you know, like it's
right.
I love that kind of stuff. Like, it's such a funny, weird side note of, you know, hey, call it a negative to a positive, right?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, is it a negative? I guess it is a negative. You spend $20 million a year for your name on the stadium, the world's, you know, biggest sporting event.
Right.
And so here's this negative that's a positive. I think it's kind of interesting, you know?
Yeah, I think it's been great. And they are, and we talked about this too, just about how FIFA, I mean, you're not going to see an overhead shot of Mercedes-Benz Stadium, because that's the only logo that FIFA allowed them to keep, because it's retractable, massive, like you can't cover
it. Yeah, it's part of the Oculus. They can't cover it.
I don't know if they're going to open the roof at all. Maybe if there's an evening game or so.
I don't think they would.
I haven't heard any report. They definitely won't during the day. I don't know if they would at night or not.
Didn't at one point we heard like the air conditioning bill or something when they do it? There's outside of it just being a beautiful day outside, why is the roof not open? There's an economic impact to them just opening and closing.
Certainly. Certainly. Yeah. But FIFA being protective of their sponsorships and partners and everything going on. I was quick anecdote. I went down to the Spain Cape Verde match, which was amazing. The Blue Sharks, and they managed to tie Spain, for those that don't know, which is an incredible undertaking. It's a small West African island nation of like 500,000 people or something like that. It's incredible.
They are the smallest country in the World Cup.
I believe so. And I'll tell you what, just in the spirit of World Cup, and their fans showed up. I mean, it was amazing. And the atmosphere down there pregame was just incredible. But so we went down there and we were getting in line for the FIFA fan experience or whatever that they have outside of Atlanta Stadium.
Yeah.
And so we're in line. It wasn't, we were waiting for it to open up and we're waiting in line. And the ushers came through and said, okay, over and over, they repeated, if you have bottled water that is not Dasani, that's anything other than Dasani water, you have to rip off the plastic label from your bottle to be allowed in. No water bottles with any branding other than Dasani.
Wow.
Now, Atlanta's the home of Coca-Cola, which owns Dasani, of course.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the extent to which they're, because they don't want social pictures. They don't
It has to deal with third party photography or things.
Yeah, it's got to deal with everybody posting and whatever else. Yeah. And they're that tight and protective about the brands. We're all kind of, people are standing in line like, what?
Yeah.
Now I have to rip off this plastic. Well,
but the world doesn't view the world like how you and I view the world.
Correct.
Right? I mean, we view it through this bizarre advertising. It's like when I go to a Mexican restaurant, right? I mean, the typography on that menu is either going to send me into a good place or it's going to send me into a total tailspin. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I view menus a weird way, So, I mean, we think about the world like, oh yeah, from an advertorial perspective and from a longevity perspective, and that social picture is going to live on beyond it, but that's crazy. Not the official water of the World Cup or whatever the case, that type of thing. So,
I've just never seen or experienced that level of.
Yeah. Brand police.
Troll brand police. Yeah. It's just crazy. Here's another, I'll give you another example. I was just reminded of this. So another iconic. Atlanta restaurant chain, Chick-fil-A, of course, everybody's favorite. Eat more chicken. There you go. Well, inside the Atlanta Stadium, they have the main part where you go in one of the main gates, they have the wall of helmets.
Yeah.
Right. And it's all the helmets on the wall of all the
colleges. It's the Georgia High School Hall of Fame or something. What is it? It's every team in Georgia, professional. And
every team in Georgia. Yeah. And right in the middle of that, there's a giant three-dimensional cow, holding the sandwich board that comes down, but it's like a permanent installation. And it's holding the sandwich board that typically says eat more chicken and I mean the board is it's got to be 20 feet tall. I mean, it's massive.
Nice.
Well, they have that completely blacked out, not the cow, but they have the sandwich board. Like there's no copy on it, there's no type on it, there's no everything, there's no nothing on it. Which no one would notice except Nerdo. Well,
I was about to say, like, you or I go,
I'm like,
there,
wait a minute.
We know what it is, but if you're from Norway and you find, you're just like, oh, there's a weird cow on the wall. Like, you wouldn't even,
There's no type on it. So
how is the merch sitch? I've heard that they've really done a good job of every game. They've got the home and away jersey of the teams playing, and then they also have the U.S. jerseys. Did you happen to go by or whatever? I've heard
Here's what I can tell you about my experience in general. Amazing. We went into the stadium to the Benz I don't know, probably 2.5 hours early before kickoff, just to walk around and you've got, again, you've got Cape Verde fans hugging Spaniards, taking photos with each other. Yeah. I also went to the Spain KSA Saudi Arabia match.
Yeah.
And same thing. I mean, you had Saudi Arabians in full
deal
with Spaniards taking pictures and things. Again, the great unifier. But what was interesting to me was and I'll get to your question, but you forget, again, we're so we go there a lot for
It is the games world's and best concert. Venue. Yeah.
Dude, people are walking in there and they are walking around just like
losing their minds.
Yeah. You know the space where the triangle sort of yeah. video board is, that main yeah. area?
Yeah, yeah, out there by the
people are losing their minds. Just yeah. oh my gosh, look at this place. And you kind of forget, you take
Dude,
it for granted how
man. I mean it, yeah.
it is amazing. But the merch, so they've got pop-up merch shops everywhere. The lines I wanted to go and buy some merch and do some things.
Dude,
I'm not even joking.
You're gonna
are halfway around the halfway around the building. Like
Forget the
only way to do it is to run out during the match. And even then you're still going to be standing yeah. there for gosh knows how long.
Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. So
and I haven't really done the research, but I'm assuming that there are they're limited edition items that you can probably buy only at the match.
Yeah. Like pins and things and scarves or whatever. Yeah. To bring it back to advertising, and then we can wrap this one up, you know, hydration breaks.
Yeah.
You know,
ad breaks.
Soccer is two 45-minute halves, right? And yeah. now we have four quarters, right? Because we are doing ad revenue in the middle of a whatever, right? We're stopping for hydration break.
Right.
You know, they're playing in a 60-degree domed stadium in Canada and taking hydration breaks. Like, I hate it. I mean, obviously, you know, I hate it.
Everyone hates it.
Fans are booing in the whatever, right? It's interesting. The U.S. broadcast straight to commercial immediately. I mean, to the point that Fox is missing action when they come back from hydration breaks.
Yeah.
Telemundo, they will not cut. They stay right there. They do not. Now, they'll do a little box in box. They'll be a little like, brought to you by such and such, whatever. But the announcers are still talking, and they're talking about the game. They're showing the players, whatever. I watched the last U.S. men's national team on Telemundo, totally in Spanish, just because I didn't want to deal with the commercials, and I didn't want to deal with Alexi Lawless and all that malarkey. And it was great. But, like, my fear from an advertising perspective is that hydration breaks are here to stay, you know? And I really, really hope that's not the case. I don't know. What are your thoughts, advertorial-wise?
Well, I mean, I think it's universally panned, right?
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, okay, I get it. And when you're playing out in LA at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and it's 180 degrees.
It started in Qatar, right? I mean, Qatar is the one that started the whole.
Right. Yeah, but I'm saying there's certain environments where it's like, okay, that makes perfect
that
sense.
That makes sense.
But I also get that if they do it, they
can't pick and choose.
They can't pick and choose. That's not fair. You know, and it absolutely, you know, depending on the match, it absolutely affects the rhythm of the match.
It totally does. Totally.
The match is meant to be played 45 minutes straight.
Yeah.
It is not per half with extra time. It is not meant to be broken up. So, you know, I'm not a fan. And I also believe that, like, these guys are great athletes.
Yeah.
They can persevere. They can, you know, and if you're getting dehydrated or you have to come out,
you're not running for 45 minutes straight. I mean, there are opportunities to drink water but it is, to me, we are in advertising. This is what we do, but
it's
such a money grab. It is such a blatant, just FIFA. Like, you guys aren't rich enough. Like the networks, you know, whoever gets the next World Cup, they're not going to not want the opportunity to sell ads during that. You know? But like, I can live with the little sports box, and then a logo pops out and says, "Oh, brought to you by Coke."
You know,
and I can deal with the digitally put logos on the screen, not on the field, but like over by the goalie and over by we're used to that kind of stuff. I mean, we got logos now on jerseys and stuff in American sports leagues, right?
Right.
Just the hydra, I don't know, man. It really, really bothers me.
Well, it's just another negative against the Americanization of the global sport. And I saw one thing to that end where it was a picture of the, like, you know, the sideline, like, tables where people are like sitting at tables and eating because we're Americans and that's what we do. Yeah. And the whole thing was like, the European mind cannot fathom.
Yeah.
A pitch side table.
Sitting there eating.
It's pretty interesting.
It's like seeing a heavy metal band at Chastain, right? Dinner metal. You know,
I will say also too, though, that the in stadium graphics, the motion graphics throughout have been incredible. They're sick. And they're very from an advertising perspective, they're very unified, meaning it's either full takeover for just a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it's gone. So it's not like Napa here and FIFA here.
Yeah, Adidas
here. So it's not just this.
That's cool.
It's all unified. And it's really well done, especially for the teams and when they do the team rosters and all the things. The motion graphics have been phenomenal.
That's awesome. That's awesome to hear. Yeah. I love the graphic package. I mean, I think the logo is cool. I think it's, I'm into it. So it's all good. So
good stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of good stuff, I guess that we should wrap this one up, you know?
Yeah, let's do it. And go USA. We made it through to the knockout round. So
I know. I'm psyched.
That's where we are.
How far can we go? Can we get to the quarters? I'm being greedy. I'm already skipping 32 and 16. Could we make it to the
quarters? I think we could. I mean, we'll see how today goes, because I think today will determine
who we play next.
In the first knockout round. So hopefully we get a weak opponent. But I think we got the way that we're playing. I don't see why we can't make it to the quarters.
We're looking good. We're looking good. So
or beyond. All right.
All right.
We will. We'll keep you posted though.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, when people want to look good, just like the USA squad, where do they go, Mr. Rob?
That's right. Well, they should come visit us on all the socials, of course. Yeah. We're not hard to find.
Sure.
Or visit us at mocktheagency.com. And cool. Give us your thoughts on your World Cup experience and story.
Totally.
And we'll talk to you next time.
See you next time. Thanks, everybody. Mock the Podcast.